CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 25th of May 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Apply to become the RSGB's new CW champion. The Tonight at 8 series continues in June with Morse code. Could you be the RSGB's new STEM, STEM champion? As part of the RSGB's ongoing strategy to take amateur radio to new and diverse audiences, it is seeking to appoint a volunteer CW champion. Whilst the need for a CW test has been removed from the licensing requirements, there is still a strong interest in the mode. Recent communications and activity involving Morse have received high levels of interest, and the Society would like to do all it can to encourage and promote CW within the hobby. This new role will take the lead in activities including managing RSGB web content related to Morse code and contributing to the GB2 CW broadcast. The volunteer will also be tasked with building a team of enthusiastic individuals who can support CW-related activities undertaken by the Society. This role is intended to help take Morse to new audiences with an emphasis on learning and development to further the skills of RSGB members. Read the full role description as well as details of how to apply by going to rsgb.org/volunteers. The next webinar in the Tonight at 8 series is on Monday the 2nd of June. The RSGB's Morse test coordinator, Eric Arkenstall, M0KZB, will lead the webinar and will be joined by a panel of Morse experts, including RSGB Morse assessor and GB2CW broadcaster, Mike Topple, GM5AUG. The presentation will include an introduction to Morse, how to start learning the code, the different types of Morse keys, and the Achilles heels that can occur when learning Morse. There will also be a panel discussion on how they each became interested in the mode and how they overcame any problems they've encountered along the way. Find out more about this and future webinars on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. Would you like to become the RSGB STEM champion? This new volunteer role is part of the Society's strategic plans to encourage more young people into STEM careers and to demonstrate the contribution that amateur radio can make to those careers. The focus of the role will also be to develop and strengthen the Society's relationship with the STEM Learning Organisation. The champion will need to work closely with licensed STEM ambassadors, attend STEM events to promote amateur radio, and support radio amateurs who would like to become STEM ambassadors. The STEM champion will work closely with the board liaison, Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, and members of the RSGB outreach team. To make the most of the role, you will need to have the right skills and experience. This includes being a STEM ambassador with involvement in the STEM sector, and also being proactive, enthusiastic, organized, and willing to find new ways to achieve the role's objectives. For full details of this challenging but rewarding role and how to apply, see the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. Staff and volunteers from the RSGB had a successful time at the Dayton Hamvention last weekend. The event was a brilliant opportunity to engage with radio amateurs around the world and resulted in 134 people joining the RSGB or renewing their membership. These included ARRL First Vice President Kristen McIntyre, K6WX, and ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, as well as Phil Kahn, KA9Q, and many more who took advantage of the new RSGB digital membership. Members of the RSGB team are always delighted to hear how much the Society's publications, videos, and other content are appreciated by radio amateurs in other countries. And now for details of rallies and events. The Durham and District Amateur Radio Society rally is taking place today. You're already too late to get there. Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual rally is set to take place on Sunday the 1st of June. The venue will be Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park, Drain Bank North, Spalding, Lincolnshire. There will be free car parking available, traders, on-site catering and a bar. For more information, visit Sierra Delta, Alfa Romeo Sierra.org.uk. And the Mendips Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 8th of June at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. and free parking and refreshments will be available on site. For more details, contact Luke on 07870 168 197. Now the special event news. Special event station, Yankee Oscar 160, India Tango Uniform, is active throughout the month of May to celebrate the 160th anniversary of the ITU. See QRZ.com for details of diplomas that are available for working the station. The Northwest Group, MN0NWG, is running special event station Golf Bravo Zero Alpha Echo Lima until the 31st of May to commemorate the anniversary of Amelia Earhart's transatlantic flight in May 1932. Earhart was the first woman to fly non-stop and alone across the Atlantic. She left Harbour Grace in Newfoundland and landed 15 hours later in Northern Ireland. QSL via MI0HOZ direct or via the Bureau. Now the DX news. Frank, PH2M, is active as Papa Juliet 4, Mike from Benair, SA006, until the 29th of May. He's operating mainly FT8 and some SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands. There may also be some 6 metre band work, if conditions allow. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs, OQRS, or via Frank's home call. Remo HB9SHD is active as Victor 51 / Hotel Bravo 9 Sierra Hotel Delta while touring Namibia until the 15th of June. He's operating using SSB and digital modes on the 40 to 6 meter bands. QSL via Logbook of the World. Don, KW7R, is active as Victor 73 Kilo Whiskey from the Marshall Islands. He's there on a work assignment until September. In his spare time, he operates using CW and FD8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now, the contest news. The CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 24th of May and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also, today, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 3 and 6 centimeter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 27th, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 18:30 till 21:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 3 and 13 centimeter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 29th of May, the RSGB 80-metre Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW on the 80-metre band that changes signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 22nd of May, 2025. A high-speed solar wind originating from a massive coronal hole took its toll on HF this past week. During the weekend of the 17th and 18th, the KP index was above 4 for 9 of the 3 hourly recording periods. Unfortunately, the feed from the Dorb Digisonde failed over this period, so we can't comment on what effect this had on maximum usable frequencies, MUS. Later in the week, geomagnetic conditions improved, despite the coronal hole still being Earth-centric, and the KP index fell to more reasonable levels, sometimes in the ones and twos. An M3.2 solar flare was observed at 0821 UTC on the 19th of May. The source was located off the northeast limb, so perhaps we can expect more as it turns to become more Earth-facing. Unfortunately, the solar flux index also fell to lower levels, reaching 119 by Thursday the 22nd. In fact, on that day it had been below 120 for more than 7 days. But all is not lost, as a solar flux of more than 100 is usually enough to keep the HF bands open. MUS over a 3,000-kilometer path have generally reached 21 MHz and have often been peaked at 24 MHz. It's quite normal for the F2 layer MUF not to reach 28 MHz due to a change in the ionospheric chemical makeup in the summer, the so-called summer doldrums. However, sporadically may keep 10 meters alive, so don't write the band off. Propagation at the moment favors paths into the southern hemisphere, though each band can have different characteristics at different times. A quick play with the propagation tool at tinyurl.com/propcharts will show you what we mean. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain about 120 until the 27th of May, after which it could rise to 140 by the end of the month. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the period from the 28th of May to the 2nd of June. This could see the KP index peak at 5 or 6 with corresponding drops in the OMUF and DX. As we're now on the downward portion of this solar cycle, we may expect more geomagnetic disturbances from coronal holes and coronal mass ejections. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The long run of fine, settled weather seems to have drawn to a close. We have a period of changeable and at times wet and windy weather to deal with over the coming week. I doubt we will see much, if any, tropo, except perhaps towards the end of the week, as some models show a new high building as we move into June. Before then, the various fronts and showers will bring several spells of rain and a much greater chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands than recently. The solar conditions have again provided weak auroral events, with fluttery signals on the HF bands being a good indicator, since the bright evenings and early dawns leave little chance of any visual clues. As usual, the measure to follow is the KP index, so look out for values of KP going above 5 to generate interest. Meteor scatter is declining as the last of the Eta Aqua Ridge play out, following a long trail from the peak on the 6th of May. Meteors also make up the content of sporadic E because as they burn up, they produce long-lived metallic ions that can be focused into thin layers of sporadic E. There are some less well-known meteor showers in June, so next week there may be more to say. In the meantime, random meteors and declining aquarids will have to suffice. Now, on to sporadic E. This is beginning to be the primary mode in these summer weeks. It is sensible to check during main operating windows in the morning, late afternoon and early evening. Ideally, we require meteor input, a low KP index, plus some weather triggers to set up atmospheric gravity waves which produce the right wind shear in the E region. Jet streams are usually the best clues for where sporadic E might form. Use the Daily Sporadic E blog on the PropQuest website to get an insight of the current day's weather patterns. See propquest.co.uk. If you have very limited time and have still not worked sporadic E, just checking 50 MHz in the late afternoon will ensure that you make a start this year. EME path losses are still falling as the Moon reaches perigee, its closest point to Earth, on the 26th of May. Moon windows and peak elevation are again rising, reaching a maximum on the 29th of May. 144 MHz sky noise is low and remains low as the week progresses. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links when known. So this is meetings only for my immediate Bristol area and South Wales on VHF. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. The next meeting is this Wednesday. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, Bravo Sierra 16, 4 November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. On Wednesday from 8 p.m, Martin 2E0VMP will be giving a talk entitled Logging of Voice and Data. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. In Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 6th of June at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tom D Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, there's a meeting at Icewin High School, NP12 0NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The next meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 27th. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thornydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom Magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org. UK. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB to RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB to RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.